Visiting today with Rod Mozell, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We're here at Women in Ag, and you were just complimenting how many awesome women in ag that you have at Farm Bureau.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We couldn't function. In fact, the women in our leadership teams these days, staff-wise, outnumber the men, and just so much talent, and they bring so much to the table. And then, you know, in my own personal life, my grandmother was a major dairy leader, and then my mom was a great horticulture leader. And the people I work with in my business in horticulture, have been the majority for many, many years. So I'm used to being around lots of strong women, and I am a big believer in what all they bring to the table for agriculture.
Well, and you also mentioned a new woman that's kind of taking the place in Farm Bureau that's doing some rural development. So talk a little bit about that, because it sounds like a pretty exciting project.
Yeah, and I mentioned today we're especially excited because she decided to come back to agriculture based on attending this conference last year. And she says, you know, I want to be in agriculture full time. I don't want to be just around the edges of it. And so because of that, she became out on the market, and we were hunting for somebody to do rural economic development. And so Megan Fanning and Farm Bureau got matched up. And since then, we've been raising money to try to start this new rural investment fund and have just landed a $5 million match from the state. And so we're, over the next few months, going to be working with Votech and small business development centers and the food processing center at OSU and things like that to identify new business prospects so that we can start making some investments to hopefully grow jobs in rural Oklahoma outside of the Oklahoma City and Tulsa metro areas.
Yeah, because we're seeing kind of a downslide in things like that and even people out in rural areas.
The population has continued to move towards the urban centers, and that's not just an Oklahoma problem. It's a national issue, and it's not a new problem. It's been going on for a number of census cycles now, so for many decades. But it's going to continue that way unless we start building up some infrastructure and building up some jobs in rural Oklahoma to keep folks at home in rural Oklahoma. So this is going to, you know, we're not going to solve everything. We know we're not big enough to solve it everywhere, but we want to start sowing some seeds and start getting some examples out there to start turning it around in rural Oklahoma and start growing again.
And one of the other things that you guys have been really great at this summer is all of the events for the youth, 4-H, FFA, the Reporters Conference, just so many great youth events.
We're just thrilled. The Reporters Conference started last year for the first time. We had to turn people away because we had more people than what they would let us in with the COVID restrictions. So we had to cap it, I think, 70 last year at Redlands. And this year, again, had a tremendous turnout. And thankfully, you and a number of other folks in the media pitched in and helped out, Casey. So that was a big help. But, you know, we're trying to help the reporters have the tools they need to help tell the stories to their local media and around the state. And so we're really thrilled about that new concept. And this year was the inaugural effort for a new youth leadership experience where we took over the State House and State Senate chambers for a couple of days and had 4-H and FFA kids from around the state that came in and act like state reps and state senators and actually develop bills and pass bills and met state leaders. And hopefully we'll get a bunch of them excited about public policy.
Absolutely. And the August area meetings, I know, are coming up here pretty quick. So what can folks expect?
It starts next Monday. And so we're back this morning. Thad and I were having breakfast dividing up who's going to where. But we'd encourage everybody to check out the schedule for the area meeting in their area over the next 2 weeks. We'll be to all areas of the state. And this is when we begin the grassroots process in Farm Bureau to find out what issues are hot and heavy on people's minds. And we both fill them in on what all we've got going on at Farm Bureau. But the big thing is to hear back from them on what they think the big issues are we need to be paying attention to at the State House and at the federal Capitol.
And also a time for legislators to kind of get to take a break and get out there and talk to their constituents and see what matters to them.
Yes, we in fact have had some of the congressmen back in state, and a lot of them have been visiting with our Farm Bureau members and state legislators. This is a time when they're either doing interim studies or they're out in their districts visiting with folks, and we try to get a lot of them involved with our Farm Bureau members during this time period. This is when you build the relationships so that when you need them during session, you can get to each other and already know who each other are.
Well, I feel like you've been busy all summer, and now we've got fall coming up, and I know you're going to be busy then too.
The schedule just goes nonstop, so it which is good. It's lots of action is better than no action, and we're blessed with just so many amazing Farm Bureau members, and it's great that we have such a mix these days of older, experienced, established Farm Bureau leaders, and we're blessed to have quite an influx of new younger leaders the last couple of years. And so that's just really exciting to see so many new young leaders and our women's leadership team and our YF&R, our young farmers and ranchers, and in our regular Farm Bureau activities. So we're excited to be seeing new blood in the agriculture industry.
All right. Thanks for visiting with us.
Okay. Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it so much.